So how about we talk about why I left TV and the media industry for YouTube? I'm ex-TV producer Jennifer Moore, and yes, I did used to work in the media industry for about 15 years. I worked in local newsrooms. I spent some time at CNN and a short amount of time at HSN, yes, the Home Shopping Network. And in 2017, I decided to get a little crazy, shake things up, and leave my job. I quit my job at CNN to continue growing my YouTube channels. I know you're like, wow, what was that girl thinking? I know, right? So I wanted to talk about the differences between TV and YouTube and why I, as a creator, really love YouTube. While I was still employed at CNN, I decided to start my own YouTube channel about sewing, and I called it The Sewing Report. I worked on this channel between about 2016 to late 2017, and the channel had started to grow and I was starting to make some money. So I decided I really wanted to move forward with YouTube. We also had a few other channels and they were monetized as well. So we made the big decision that I would quit my job and continue to build our presence on YouTube. So I left the news business behind about a year and a half ago and I have not looked back. So I want to talk all about YouTube and why I really feel this is an amazing platform for creators and even for anyone with a journalism background. The television, radio, newspaper, print industry, it's been on the decline. Let's be honest, not as many people are watching TV. And in fact, I was talking to a friend of mine, Mike Deason. Now this guy is over 70 and he doesn't even feel like the TV audience is ever coming back in a traditional sense. As people age up, the folks that are young now, they're really not watching your standard traditional TV, and that's probably not going to change. So as time keeps moving forward, again, TV viewership ratings are going to continue to go down. Last year in 2018, watch time dropped by 12% in the 18 to 34-year-old age group, and it dropped 13% in the year before that, 2017. Meantime, YouTube is simply blowing up. Every month, there's 1.9 billion logged in users. And again, people just watch the crap out of YouTube. I mean, 200,000 people watched a Joe Rogan podcast live recently. That guy gets an insane amount of viewers every month. And if you look at just straight up numbers, new media like YouTube and even Facebook, they're really dominating traditional media. And I don't see that trend changing. So I want to talk about why I just really love this platform of YouTube, and I love it more than TV. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little partial to YouTube. First off, there's the creative freedom. When I was working for someone else in a newsroom and for a TV station, I didn't get to do the stories I wanted necessarily. If I did get to do a story, I was often told what I could put in it. There were a lot of rules, and whenever you have a script approved by somebody else, often they change things and they take away some of your voice. And that's not something I like. When I make a video, I've been making videos and coming up with video concepts since I was a kid. And I like doing it my way. And on YouTube, you can do it your way. You're the creator. You have control over everything, which can be a good or a bad thing. But for me, the creative freedom is well worth the sacrifice here and also giving up a stable, steady paycheck check at a newsroom. Another thing I like and appreciate about YouTube is that it's free to start a channel and the production costs of doing this are very low. You can do it with a phone. You don't necessarily have to have a fancy camera. If you have ideas for video content and you have a phone or some sort of camera that takes video and you have the internet, you can start a YouTube channel. 20 to 30 years ago, if you wanted to try to broadcast yourself to an audience, it would cost tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars just to be able to reach an audience. So the barrier to entry has dropped dramatically, and pretty much anybody now can start a YouTube channel, which is awesome. So if you're thinking about doing it, you're on the fence, go for it, because what do you have to lose? The startup costs for this as a business are extremely low to basically nothing. So there's really no excuses. Flexibility. Now I do work a lot. I work 7 days a week normally and I work very long hours, but my schedule is pretty flexible. I don't have to shoot and edit or anything at a specific time. So I'm more of a night owl. I can edit until 4 in the morning if I want and sleep in until noon, which sometimes I do. So you are on your own schedule and I can dictate how my day is planned out. Also, I don't have to drive anywhere, so I'm saving at least an hour to 2 hours every day just by not having to commute, not getting stuck in traffic. And on days when I'm not shooting videos, I also save time on not having to like get ready for work. Ladies out there, y'all know what I'm talking about. When you have to do your hair, you have to do your makeup, you have to have an office wardrobe. I don't have to do any of that now. And in fact, I'm wearing pajama pants on the bottom, but you don't know unless I just told you like I did right now. But that's another thing that I absolutely appreciate about being a YouTuber is having flexibility and a little more freedom in my schedule. Again, if I have something to do on Saturday, I can get what I need done on Friday. Again, I am in control, and that is something that is, in my opinion, priceless. You cannot put a value on that, and I don't have to spend money on lots of things that I did when I was working, like lunches out, office wardrobe, clothing, shoes, gas, maintenance. So I'm saving money, and I'm also saving a lot of time, and I gain an inordinate amount of flexibility. Growing your business and not working for someone else is literally the best thing in the world. I've always been a bit of a self-starter. I had a few entrepreneurial type exploits in high school and college. And in the back of my mind, I always have wanted to work for myself. And YouTube has given me an avenue to do that. And I'm so grateful and appreciative that I have this opportunity and that I can continue to grow a business that I own. I listened to Gary Vaynerchuk a lot, and he said, you need to grow your personal brand because it's the only thing you own in perpetuity. And that is absolutely correct. When you are working super hard for someone else, you're making them money. They're paying you a set amount, but if you work harder for them, you might not get paid more. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you may get a promotion or a bonus, but in many situations, you don't get any more money or incentive for working harder. When you have your own business and you own what you're doing, when you make more money, you get to keep the money. It does not go into someone else's pocket. And long term, I definitely feel there is more income potential for me doing my own thing here on YouTube than I would have working for someone else. I think I could have gotten to a certain cap, like salary cap or salary range. But on YouTube, you can potentially broadcast to the entire world. And depending on how much your channel grows, you can just keep making more and more money, which is something, another reason why I think it's good to be on YouTube. Okay, so if you're ever wondering like, hey, how do I improve my channel, get more viewers, figure out what YouTube wants? YouTube tells you exactly what the platform wants and how to succeed. They make all of that information available and it's all free. If you want very specific metrics and get feedback on your videos, you can do that in the analytics section. I mean, it's amazing what you can find out just by going to that little area in your creator studio. If you go to a certain video, you can find out how long viewers tuned in for, who was watching your video, when they dumped out, why, and that can help you to continually make your content better and keep those viewers longer. I think the metrics YouTube makes available are amazing, like the click-through rate, watch time, and how many impressions you have. That can really help you on the platform to level up your game. And imagine if you had those metrics in the newsroom. You could tell when viewers dumped out of a story, figure out why, and try to improve things. But having that minutely specific information available really helps me as a creator, and that's another reason, again, why I love YouTube. As I just mentioned, YouTube does have tons and tons, literally an endless amount of free resources. You can ingest, consume, and learn so that you can be a better creator. It's all available for free, and I really appreciate that about YouTube. And I have learned so much, like just the education, the free education I've received since becoming and a part of the YouTube community has just been mind-boggling. I've learned so much. I of course, did learn a lot from my time in the news business, but just the things I've been learning just for being a part of the YouTube community will just literally blow your mind. Whether it's some tutorials I find on lighting or shooting video, or it's YouTube's free courses. I mean, I just feel like I have really leveled up my marketable skills by like an exponential amount. So that is another benefit that I feel like I have being on YouTube. So clearly I am a little bit biased towards YouTube, but I honestly feel like this is the best platform for video creators and provides the most opportunity long term. I know a lot of people are into Facebook and Instagram, and I think that's cool, and I think you should be on them, but I feel like the shelf life on those platforms is so short. There's not a lot of searchability or discoverability, and I feel like the content you put out on those platforms, it just does not have the longevity. People can still easily find or are recommended your video on YouTube years later, and a lot of my videos that happens too. But anyways, I just wanted to go over some of the reasons why I love being on YouTube and why I feel like YouTube, in my opinion, is a much superior platform than other social media platforms and also traditional TV. Thanks for listening to this episode of XTV Producer. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you can be notified about every new episode. And if you are listening on iTunes, definitely leave us a review and let us know what you think.